Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
Wow, Christina was just talking about how she loves her voice and then put on a radio voice. That was amazing.
I love my voice. Hello and welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
Guys, this is the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
But you probably already knew that.
Because I'm talking real weird and shimming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Rosie Perez just walk in the studio?
Yeah, man. And she's fucking pissed as shit, okay?
People who talk like that normally don't email me telling me the accent's bad. I know. All right? How's your pussy?
My pussy's not doing too great.
Why not?
It's seen better days. My pussy's very sensitive.
I've seen better days. That your pussy, literally, your lips are singing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I would like love that. Can we make it on some kind of an animation?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it can be our song in between.
But then also, you have to think of my pussy singing it.
Yeah. So no. You have to when you, yeah.
It's been a rough few weeks. I came off a tough yeast infection a couple weeks ago.
I've never had a yeast infection.
I've only had like two. And they're not, you know what? They're not that bad. But a urinary tract infection is way worse because it's painful.
I've had that spread to my kidneys.
Yeah.
That ain't fun. And then you got to get a catheter. If you have your period and you have a kidney infection and you have to go to the hospital, a UTI turned into a kidney infection, they have to give you a catheter because they can't tell if the blood is period blood or blood from your kidneys.
Well, yeah, that's why I freaked out. Well, then a yeast infection is, I feel like an alarm was going to go off. A yeast infection is just a discomfort and kind of like gross when you're having sex because it, yeah, like leave yeast on people's dick.
Can it spread? This is a dumb question.
If you're hot, I believe, and please, God, never take any medical advice that we give on this podcast.
We should look that up.
But I believe what it is like, I'm very good about looking things up as soon as my vagina is not the way it should be. If you're fucking a guy, you know, without a condom, and like, so I used to had it when I had a boyfriend, and then if you get yeast on his dick, I believe you can like keep transferring it back.
Oh.
I think, if it's not, like, that's the most things. But like, yeast gets around, and also you have to be changing your underwear frequently, things
you
like that.
You can get yeast infections from what you eat, from medications you're taking.
Well, and also, when I went to the gynecologist, she was like, let's be clear, there's always a certain level of yeast in the vagina.
Yeah.
And it's not always a yeast infection. She's like, you really only need to go see a doctor or take medicine for it if it's to a level of discomfort. But the thing is, I was thinking about this, I really know my vagina very well, and I don't think everyone does.
Yeah.
You know, this is, it seems
it's probably
weird.
Because you don't masturbate with toys, you masturbate with your hand.
Well, you
I feel
also,
like that's one of the reasons.
You know, you should know what color your pee normally is. You should know what your pee smells like. You should know what your discharge normally smells like. You should know the smells and sights of your vagina because it's super important. There's so many fucking things that can go wrong. Like, I know the second something is off with my vagina.
Yeah.
And then also, like, so...
sometimes I can tell when I'm about to get my period before I actually get it. I'm like, and 5, 4, 3, 2, there it is.
Oh, I can always tell. Yeah, I can always tell from my body and everything. But then so I had a vicious UTI this week, like
yikes.
Sending me to my bed two days.
Did you have a fever?
I didn't have a fever. I just couldn't move. I had to leave the gym one day. The other day, I was in so much pain. The only day I missed college was because I had a urinary tract infection. I had one a couple years ago, and then this was my third one that I've ever had.
It can be brutal.
Yeah. The pain.
Sorry for the sirens, guys.
I have a pretty high threshold for pain, but the pain is just excruciating. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's similar to like passing like what kidney stones. That's what I would imagine it to feel like, just like burning pee. You feel like you constantly have to pee.
Yeah. Kidney stones, I've heard, is like passing a golf ball through your urethra.
Yeah.
I've heard it from a friend. I've never had kidney stones. So that sounds a little bit, but I've been in the hospital for UTIs before.
Yeah.
It's awful.
They're real bad. And it's just a nagging pain that won't go away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, I tried homeopathic ways to heal it. And I kind of think like I almost ultimately did with the cranberry juice and all that kind of stuff. But then I went to the doctor and she gave me some medicine. And it was
antibiotics, right?
Yeah, and it was real fucking expensive. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
But
America.
But the thing is, like, yeah, it can spread to your kidneys. So basically, some tips I'm going to share with you guys. And, you know, you should always be peeing before and after sex. that's the easiest thing you can do to make your vagina a happy vagina, whether you're having sex with a condom or not. Have pee before and after sex. And then also she was like, it's important to use lubricant.
But condoms have lube. Do you use condom?
Not all condoms have lube.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I yes, we use a condom. I think the condom
does she recommend using lube on top of the condom?
Yeah, she said like lubricant. But the thing is, I was gonna, I wanted
ain't
to
no
be like,
here.
I wanted to be like, but my pussy is still very wet.
Yeah.
So.
Did you ask that or no? Because I felt like
that was inappropriate, and I was in pain and wanted to just fill my prescription.
My gynecologist is crazy dope. Like she talks and look and just carries herself like Michelle Obama. Uh-huh. And I just love her. Like, I'm just like, I feel safe in your arms. But I never want to ask her questions about
sex. Oh, I was just in a rush. I'm very open.
See, really?
Because my gynecologist's office is all Latina doctors.
Oh, the fuck.
It's fucking amazing. It's like Sofia Vergara is looking into your pussy.
Ooh,
it's amazing. They're so cool. Like my gynecologist, I it was like a, you know, kind of like just an emergency visit. So I saw a different OBGYN than my normal doctor. Mm-hmm. And she walked in. The first thing she goes, oh, I've never met you before. I would have remembered those eyes. And I said,
well, doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm slaying pussy at the pussy doctor.
Slaying pussy at the pussy doctor.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
It was, and I just love it. And I think it just reminded me, and I was like, this sucks. I paid $150 because I don't have health insurance. But you know what? You can't joke around with your vagina.
Yeah,
I tried to heal it.
That shit can spread.
It was going for days. I was bedridden due to the pain. Like, I just needed to go, and there was nothing around it.
And you're feeling better.
Yeah. I'm feeling better, and I think, number one, I got a new comedy bit out of it, and then number two, it's just, number one, reinforced how much I love everyone in that office, and also how important it is for any young person listening, just the first gynecologist you go to, if you don't like that gynecologist, don't go to that gynecologist anymore.
Yeah, you gotta feel comfortable.
You have to, this is the most important, one of the most important, like, medical choices you're going to make. Make sure you fucking love your, I was like,
your ball, your nuts doctor,
whether it's
your
a woman
junk doctor,
or
your junk
a man,
doctor.
Yeah, just, I
love
I was like,
doctor.
It was worth almost worth $150 to spend a few moments with them, because that's how much I love them. They cared. The nurses, everyone gives a shit.
That's great.
And they should all give a shit. And if you think they shouldn't, you know, they're too good, they're too smart, they're too busy, you're paying a lot of money, it's your fucking health, they should give a shit. And if they don't, switch doctors immediately.
On to the next one.
On to the
As
next one.
The lady saying. Right. Let's read some emails. I'm glad your pussy's doing better.
Thank you. Do you want me to read mine? Or
yeah,
do you
read.
Wanna...
You read yours first, because mine are silly.
Yeah. Okay. all right. So cool. This one's going to be anonymous. It says, "Hi, ladies. I've been listening to your show from the beginning, and like most people, love your candid, honest conversations. I was recently dumped by the man I thought I was going to be with for the rest of my life. Sounds familiar. We were together 2 years. Also sounds familiar. I believed we would be together forever because up until the day before he finally said it's over, we were talking about potentially having a child one day. It was a complete blindside. We had been on a break for a while, and in the past few weeks, we were sort of mending things and falling even deeper in love. And then he pulled the rug out from under me on the day we set to really discuss our needs and wants for the future of our relationship. The results of that conversation are obviously not at all how I envisioned the day would go. Anyway, he has assured me that he is certain about his decision, as sudden and reckless as it seems to be. So I am tasked with the need to move on now. I have to create a new future from scratch. How? I am not good at being single. I'm not good at fucking people I don't care about, and it will be a long time before I care about anyone else ever again. Here's the kicker. He's famous. I now have to deal with this in a world where by watching a YouTube video, I could see a commercial with him in it. I am followed by his fan club fans on my social media. If you Google my name, you'll see his pop up beside it. He loves me still and will forever, he says. Well, I won't get into the reason for the finality of his decision. I did something hurtful to him over the course of our break. Mm. No, nothing to do with cheating or dating another person in the picture. He says he will never be able to move past this thing, and because of that, what future could we possibly have? He says it's always just under the surface, and he would do anything to change that feeling, but he knows himself well enough to know he can't. He tried to suppress that feeling and make it go away by talking about all the good things we have together and building up the idea of a real future. I pleaded for his forgiveness, but it's done. It's only been 3 days, but I just need some advice on how to move on from the person I'm so in love with. I know I won't have a problem finding dates, or FWBs. What is that?
fuck with buddies.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
But I don't.
This is us not being cool.
But I don't want them. I want my old life back. I'm trying to remind myself that he is unstable and an emotional roller coaster, and I don't need that in my life anyway. I still want him. I'm attaching a picture. Thanks for reading.
You
don't respond. Yeah. Number one.
She's sexy.
You're very hot. Like, that's like the first thing I said. Like, but I didn't even read the email. I just saw that there was an attachment and I was like,
I love when people send us photos.
You're hot.
Send us photos if you can. Well, a lot of people do, and it's great. It gives us a more perspective.
It helps me because honestly, like, I'm sorry. It does kind of alter the kind of advice I'm giving based on like how old you are, your level of looks. Like, yeah, that's a thing.
Yes,
sorry.
Absolutely.
And it does affect your relationship and your sex life. It does. It really does.
And if you don't think it does, then that's a little silly.
Yeah, people are out of our league. People are both above out of our league by being too good looking.
So many people are,
or below our league by, you know, yeah. You know, so
I've dated some people that are way too pretty for me. Like, I can't.
I've dated both above and below. So of course I fucking Googled your ex-boyfriend, of course. Mysterious lady that I'm talking to. Woof. Is that too much?
Yeah, I know this doesn't look, it doesn't matter.
No,
because I've been in those situations. It doesn't matter.
No,
god damn, you hotter.
Well, no, and this
you
is
like
the thing,
fine.
I took notes on this because I feel
goddess,
I wanted to read
a woman.
This email because it resonated so deeply with me, and I said, yeah. I wrote a note that says, I know bashing the love of your life right now doesn't help, but believe me, in 6 months
it'll
you're gonna
help.
Run into him and
you'll
then you're gonna
the
catch
jokes.
Your reflection in a store window and you're gonna have a good old chuckle. You're gonna be like, what was that doing
yeah.
with that tub of lard?
to this girl specifically, because we looked at your pictures and we did the Googling and we looked.
Yeah.
And yo,
oh,
girl.
Yeah.
Not crazy famous.
And that's an also thing. I was also like, we're using the word famous very loosely here, Miss.
I mean, he is known. He's a known person.
He's known, but it's not like I thought it was going to be like Google and it was going to be like Drake. It's not Drake.
No, that'd be crazy.
Like I thought that.
And also,
that's what I thought.
I mean, the whole you're hotter. It never matters. It never matters because in a lot of relationships, there's people who are more good looking. Like it's
right.
not anything.
No,
it's not a point to have emotional stability. Off
yeah,
of,
maybe
by
your
any
personality
means.
Sucks. It doesn't seem like it does. You obviously have good taste. You listen to the Guys We Fucked podcast.
Yeah. Like you have really good taste in podcasts. Also, based off that email, like you seem like a cool girl. Like
yeah.
you seem like you know what's up
the
and you're awesome.
That 3 days after you break up with the love of your life, that you can sit down and compose an email that is
that's points.
Fucking understandable.
I know,
Corinne,
Corinne was not in that
well,
spot.
My keyboard would have been broken because there would have been tears in it. So no emails would have been going
prints.
Through. No emails would have been going through.
So what do you tell her? What do you think?
I mean,
you know how this feels.
Yeah, I know exactly
I've
how this
feels.
I've seen
you go through knowing how it feels.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, almost to a T. I mean, not famous, but someone who was doing well
who was
in, the
known
community
in the community
that
yeah.
I work in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, number one, I think it would really help to know this like mysterious
yeah,
thing.
I'm wondering
you
what
did.
You did. If you wouldn't mind telling us and we can address it again, because I that
because I can't
of,
possibly
if you didn't cheat and well, did you say something about his dad? I don't
or
know.
Something
you're
like,
just like your father. And he was like, my father is a drug addict. And then like all hell broke loose. Maybe
I
that?
Was thinking it had to do something with like kind of like using his fame in some way.
Well that and then I can get I
that was my guess.
Dated a person who was famous, who was pretty famous.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Your guy's way more famous.
Pretty famous.
Yeah.
And it's a different world. It's a totally, they live in a different world, not because of who they are, but it's because of the reality of fame. Fame
and the
is
way
not
people
something that's
treat
normal
you
or
is
natural.
Different and it's weird.
And it's just, I've seen people, I mean, it's weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you move on? Everyone has their own way. I mean, the ultimate way that I moved on was doing this podcast. And this
yeah.
is the way that I was able to finally move on. And do I still think about my ex-boyfriend? Yes, absolutely. From time to time, not every day. It doesn't weigh on me. It doesn't like make me sad. But certainly I think about him. And I think anyone that you ever dated that like really made an impact on your life,
they're
you're going to think about
your...
and love you. They're going to love them for always. Those
yeah.
people are always going to have a place in my
they're
heart.
Part of your life.
And you shouldn't try to like just shut that part away. But definitely don't beg, don't chase. And at this point I wouldn't say like don't try to like fuck your feelings away. Just go and like regroup. Don't be so busy with like planning
yeah,
a future.
How long after
don't worry about
you
that.
And Frank ended things did you fuck somebody?
It was a while. Well, we were still fucking for a while.
Yeah, but there was a period between the last time you guys fucked and the first person you fucked who wasn't him. Yes. I remember it was a big deal.
Yes.
How long was that? Do you remember?
God. So it was in January.
Like 6 months?
4 months?
Well,
from the time we actually broke up or from the last time I fucked
him? Last time you fucked
him.
Because you fucked for that long.
No, we did.
Oh, you did?
I mean, around like... from like Thanksgiving to January, maybe around a month and a half, 2 months, maybe, because I think it was end of January that I had sex with someone new for the first time.
And that was a big deal for you. Like, just take your time with this. Don't rush it.
I had to leave town to have sex. Like, I didn't know it wasn't planned. It was just like, it was just kind of like a weekend with comics. And like, we were on tour and I was just like, we got drunk and like, it just everything, but it was good. It needed to happen.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful.
The timing was good for
you. Yeah. And you seem like a much different person than me in that you don't like to like have casual sex. And like, believe me, I didn't like to have casual sex for a long time either.
Really had casual sex until recently because you've always had boyfriends, right?
No, I did. I always would always have a lot of casual sex in between.
Oh, okay.
I go through crazy periods,
as we all do.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just time and not dwelling on him. And the first thing you need to do is stop looking. I know it's hard because he's gonna pop up places. You gotta stop looking at his social media. You have to.
Oh yeah.
As soon as you have the power to do that, you will have the power to do so much. Social media is such a huge part of breakups.
When the guy who was famous and I officially, because he never really wanted anything out of it, like relationship wise, and I always did. So when we officially were like, nope, he was on fucking buses, on subway state, like that fucking sucks.
It sucks. But any breakup,
but you get
sucks.
Over it. You just,
and every
you
breakup
do you.
Has different things. Yeah. And it's like, you know, my guy would pop up all the time too, and just like,
oh, in the community
friends asking about
social
him.
Media.
You know, it was like 6 months later, and people were like, oh, how's he doing? And I'm like, we broke up 6 months ago. Can we not talk about this anymore? So just and don't worry about planning a future. You're fine. I know you feel like this was the only guy for you. He's not. You're great. Move on. You have a good job. Just take some time. Don't rush it. And it's going to come naturally. And it's going to be real fucking sad. But be sad. Be real fucking sad.
Yeah. Feel the feelings. Feel the feelings.
You're in that raw stage.
Speaking of feeling the feelings.
Yeah.
Corinne and I'm honored to have a Reddit thread.
Yeah.
About us, about the podcast. And it was a positive thread. It was about like the if you
well, started out positive.
Positive. But Reddit is also a fucking let's breed haters forever.
I've never even been on it until
I just know. I hadn't either, but I'd seen excerpts from it. And it's people go. I mean, the internet brings out the worst in everybody because when you're behind the screen and in front of a keyboard, anything is possible.
It's horrible. Did you see that thing on Daily Dot today? So the guy posted pictures of his girlfriend cheating.
Yeah, on Facebook. Facebook.
Yeah.
Yo,
he walked in on his girlfriend cheating.
You guys gotta calm the fuck down.
Yeah,
we get that you're angry and you're behind the bubble that is a computer and you feel safe. But like, other people will read what you say and see what you post.
Social media.
In the meantime, that the idea where you're angry and the idea of other people reading what you say makes your blood boil in a good way and it satiates that anger. It's not good. Mm-mm. Don't spread the hate. So just to remind everybody that we are stand-up comedians. I feel like people forget that.
Oh,
I'm going to read from this Reddit thread my top favorite Reddit comments in funny comedic voices because that's what they deserve. Okay, so this person, their username is Rats in the Cellar.
Oh, God.
He or she says, I listened to a few podcasts and it was soon clear the theme was just don't you dare judge us, but let's judge others. The episode with Isaac and the pussy eating was the last straw.
That was my favorite.
Love that
Mary
one.
Beth Mooney from
straw. I couldn't take it anymore.
She was like, that's amazing.
This guy, Ostnerover, whatever. 15 points. He got 15 points for this comment, which means 15 people liked it, I guess. I don't know. I don't fucking know Reddit.
Yeah, but there's a point system. Is this skee-ball?
Glad I passed on this. It blows my mind how people can think that being this kind of thing is sex positive. Blatant double standards like this against men aren't okay, and far too many people think that it is okay, or they find some kind of perverted empowerment out of causing the suffering of men. First of all, what the fuck? The suffering of men. And there's no double standard. Yeah. We love men. We love men. Yeah,
I was
men.
Like, when did we bash men?
We love men's sexuality. If we ever make fun of anybody on the podcast, we make fun of ourselves way more. Well, and also, we invite people to make fun of us on the podcast.
I'm allowed to make fun of specific people who are tools.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're being a dick, I'm going to tell you you're being a dick.
I make fun of lots of people. I never said don't make fun of people or don't judge people.
And we never said don't make fun of like,
please
us on the podcast.
Judge away.
Jeez. We judge ourselves. Lord knows. Oh, and this is a good one. Seriously, they're not even discussing sex at this point. What episode? She straight up cried for 5 minutes It wasn't even edited out. What the fuck? I understand that we all go through personal problems, but seriously, crying about how your man treated you badly on a sex podcast? What?
And that was exploded after he wrote that. Confusing because, well, I think a woman wrote that.
Oh, was it a chick?
Which,
I went on the profile.
Which was
tell.
More bothersome to me. And then in addition,
do you never cry?
In addition, well, number one, middle? I was like, oh yeah, God forbid we show human emotion anywhere but the safety of a coddled therapist's office. And then number two,
also, people only tell their therapists what they want them to hear.
Yeah. Is that true?
For me, it is.
Well, and then number two,
is that all you're supposed to do?
The person like didn't even get it right. I wasn't saying that my man treated me badly.
I know.
I was saying that I ran into my ex-boyfriend and it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's the people don't fucking listen. And then
this is a real life podcast, guys.
This is a good one.
It's getting real.
And I'm going to read this in the voice that I always do for my mom when I'm on stage. And side note, my mom just doesn't talk like this at all. This is just wrong and rude and a rude way to treat / talk about other human beings, regardless of gender. Seems like the seeds of deep personal satisfaction have taken firm root and blossomed in these two, so they take it out on others. Bitch, that's what we're fucking doing.
What's inside me? Come?
Seeds of deep personal satisfaction have taken firm root and blossomed in these two. So we take it out on others.
That woman has a lot
of
pubic hair.
There's so much trees growing in my body. It's like, oh my God.
And that's fine.
I'm just trying to get around.
Like,
I'm just like, I can't get a regular subway seat because I can't fucking fit through the cross style.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Wow.
Let's bring on our guest.
Well, that was beautiful, Chris. And also, if anyone wants to hire Christina for any animation work,
can I?
That was her reel. That was her reel.
I really just want to be a cartoon voiceover is like my dream job. One of my dream jobs.
One of several dream jobs.
Yeah, I have a cold, just so you know.
My other dream job, if anyone's hiring, is a scream queen in a horror movie.
You are good at screaming.
I'm great at screaming. Like, real good.
And you're good at turning people's bios into things that are actually interesting to read.
And I'll
not
get
through advertising our services, but you are really good at that.
Thanks.
All right. So we're going to bring on our guests. It's our first couple.
Yes. I'm excited.
So excited. They're fucking awesome.
We know
them
in real life. They're Christina's friends, but have become my friends too. And they came to my birthday party. And it's, it's going to be wonderful. Let's bring them on.
Okay. We are here with our lovely guests, Emily.
Hey guys.
And Arshan.
Hey, how's it going?
Aw, you guys are so cute.
We all know each other, Thanks. Guys.
We're all friends.
This is really fun. I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Coming. This was nice.
We've been drinking. Not that much.
I haven't, but that's
pour yourself
first.
A glass.
No. Are you on a non-alcohol thing?
No, yeah, absolutely no alcohol. When one is performing naked the next day,
I'm so excited,
alcohol.
You guys.
I haven't eaten real food today.
Let me see that pussy, yo.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I mean, I've eaten sustenance.
But like very low bloat level food.
Yeah, just raw cashews.
Oh, God.
Granola.
Did you eat like a bag of carrots?
I ate a banana.
Oh, God.
I drank some green juice. It's not about me. This is about you guys.
So,
and your love of fucking each other and also other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are in an open relationship.
It's true.
We are.
How old were you when you met?
I had just started grad school, so I must have been 22.
22. And how old are you now?
29.
Right. Okay. So that was a years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I think we're on year eight.
Have you been together ever since you met?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, we can get into that.
And you still like each other.
We do.
That is fucking great.
Yeah, because they're fucking other people. This is the key to happiness, everybody. And we're never going to get around it.
I know Corinne's all about it.
I'm all about this. I think this is great. You guys are my role models.
Thanks. I've strived for that, to be a role model to a person. I was 20. I was older than you. 24?
You are still older than me.
I was, but then I just stopped aging.
I'm not good at age
really
math.
Nice.
I usually need a year as like a barometer to tell me.
Yeah.
It's like 2000. I knew how old I was. So I was 24. and was it Halloween party?
We met at a Halloween party.
What were you dressed as? This is very important.
I was dressed as a gangster. I remember going through
my like a 40s gangster.
I didn't plan my Halloween costume. Here's a gold chain. A good friend of mine from college, actually my college roommate, was like, hey, come to this Halloween party. I'm going, whatever. And I had just moved into my place in Crown Heights. I had been living in Brooklyn for like 5 months. So I just dug the costume out of a closet and put it on and went to the party, which turned out to be...
And my college roommate was hosting the party. And I hadn't seen her in a few months. We had kind of, we like moved to different neighborhoods and I hadn't seen her in a long time. And I actually hate Halloween, but I thought, you know, I felt this like social obligation to go and see her because I hadn't seen her in a while.
Were you in a costume?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like,
what was your costume?
Oh, Arshan was like, yeah.
She, oh,
I remember
she
the costume.
Was,
I just had slutty. This, yeah, I had this slutty black dress and I just,
I'm
put,
just like a hot girl. Right,
I just put black
she was a blonde chick in a black dress.
And I had wings on. Oh, so I was like, oh, I'm like a dark fairy. Something.
So how many costume contests did you win?
None. I actually left that party to meet up with another dude that I like was going to booty call
before,
that night.
That was after I laid the groundwork.
Oh, how did you lay the groundwork? Describe that moment.
So I went to get a drink and then I hear this, feel this little tap on my shoulder. And she's like, can you pass me some diet Coke?
She had a different voice at the time.
Well, that's how all girls talk. That's how every girl talks. Can you just pass me some Diet Coke?
Like or was it
Diet Sprite? Diet Sprite. Yeah.
Diet Sprite. Every guy's like,
you're so strong. Right. Anyway.
You're so strong, Grandma.
So I did the classic. I was like, sure. And I turned and looked at her. I was like, psh, you don't need diet.
Oh
wow, what a line.
Smooth. Guys, clearly, that's an 8-year move.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like written on the palm of my hand, so I remember it for every girl.
And that's adorable. We like chatted a little bit and I was like, cool, take my number, whatever. And then I met up with somebody else that night.
Did you feel anything in this moment? In this
did
moment.
Did your clit nothing. Explode?
You well, didn't?
No.
You were just hitting on anyone?
It was a super cute girl that was nice to me and talked to me throughout the party, but I wasn't like,
you're
oh.
not a monster. She was willing. You know that, right? You're an attractive person.
Yeah, but like she made it easy to talk to. And it was like, and she was fun and she like laughed and stuff. So
Those were
easy things. Mm-hmm. Right. But like, I mean, not that I wouldn't talk to anyone else, but
what did you feel, Emily? So what was your first impression?
As people who know me might know, I kind of have a type in the sense that my type is boys who are not white. So dark hair, bearded, like darker skin, tall.
So Arshan, like basically.
What are you, Arshan?
What are you?
That was my number one question for you.
Oh, Persian.
You're Persian. Yeah. Oh, you're the second Persian person that I know. Well, Case Rosso, another comedian. He's not that Arshan's a comedian, but you're very funny in real life. But
Case
Rosso's Persian too.
Oh.
And I actually, Persian power. We didn't even get to that. Like that first night that we were talking, we didn't even get to that. I was like, maybe this guy is like very Mediterranean, Italian, Spanish, Greek.
Yeah, you are ethnically ambiguous. Yeah.
I've gotten that a lot.
Yeah, you could be like, you know, Afghani or something.
I used to work in a CD store and people would always ask me like questions in Spanish anytime I was putting CDs away in the Spanish section.
I think people just throw out Spanish though. People do that to me and I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh, you're not blonde, you speak Spanish. No, that's not how that works, but I get it.
So you're either Dutch or Spanish.
Right. So then he actually called me.
Oh, so you exchanged numbers when you saw each other.
So he called, not text.
Yeah, but exactly. I think a big, well, look, to be clear, I texted you that night too. So there was already like I knew like, all right, so I'm going to text her numbers on my phone. And then she responded. And I think that we were texting that night made it easier for me to call you and easier for you to call me back also. Because I thought about
answer.
That.
So I didn't answer. Did you like sit like, there shit. And you saw it ringing and you said, I'm not going to answer that.
I was living with my best friend at the time and my phone rang and I was like, holy shit, Molly. Should I answer this?
He's cool. Like,
yeah.
He's cool.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to say. Like, what do I do? And by the time I realized I should probably answer it, it had gone to voicemail already. Aww. So then
what were you going to say, Arshan?
I don't know. I was buying liquor and I was just, I think it was like a Thursday.
Wait,
like,
you made the call while you were out running errands?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Casual.
I'll never understand men.
Or else I would have been nervous.
Any fucking girl would be sitting on her bed. The door would be closed. There'd be a script out or at least some notes.
You're so right.
She would have talked to herself in a mirror.
She probably would have done her makeup
all day. Yeah,
her makeup
would be done. She'd be sitting probably Indian style on the bed. Yeah, everything would have been
organized.
Yes,
but like her clothes would have been put away.
She would have smelled nice.
There's like no other errands left to do but call.
But that's the key thing, because like if I pay too much attention to it. Then I'll feel like...
Oh, you're right, and I get that.
I gotta girls act like I don't give a shit, right? That's how we get girls, isn't it?
I mean, I don't get girls at all, so I'm not sure.
I think so.
The royal we.
Because girls can smell desperation from a mile away.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Right. That's funky. The opposite. It's desperation, and it's not necessarily lack of confidence or confidence. It's just not being desperate.
Exactly. I agree. It
smells so like... The less interesting part of this story is, like, things happen very quickly. Like, we basically started dating within a couple
right away.
Weeks.
Yeah. And how long were you monogamous the first...
Yeah, it was...
And how long was that for?
7 months. And then...
Really going for the long stretch.
I mean, it was almost a year. So, okay.
Congratulations.
We have to rewind the clock like 7 or 8 years, right?
Uh-huh.
I was 22, 23. If you had asked me 7 years ago about open relationships or non-monogamy, my only conception of what a relationship is you're single or you're in a relationship that's
a committed relationship. And I think that's a lot of people's.
So,
most people, they feel like.
Yeah. Well, right. So, you know, we were going along. We had an exclusive relationship. Things were really great. And then after my best friend's birthday, Arshan met me at home. And I could just tell by the way he was, like, looking at me that there was, like, something bad was going to happen.
Oh, you put
and
it
I was
in
like,
someone?
Oh, shit. No, it was a breakup talk. Like, he was going to break up with me. So, and it was like, I was like devastated. It was like the worst 3 days of my life.
Aww.
Because we're very, very really compatible. We have like the same political views. We have the same sense of humor. We are both like, you know, we don't take like cleaning very seriously.
Yes.
You know, like things
those
that
are
just
big
like,
things.
Oh,
no, but seriously, those little things the being compatible with those little things are a huge deal.
Right. So I was like, why are you breaking up? So basically it was like
sirens are coming.
Felt that I was more invested in the relationship than he was, and that was probably true at the time, because I was like, this is we're like such a great match.
This works out well.
Yeah.
So we did what we thought was breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And continued to spend all of our time together.
I think the longest we didn't see each other was probably 3 weeks, but we had the same friend circle.
Oh, so that's very tough.
So we would still hang out like pretty often.
Right. I think probably the longest we went without fucking was 3 weeks also.
Ever since you met?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
that's not a long time, and you've been together
for
a while.
Well, because that's the thing is like we were still spending all of our time together. So then of course we would fuck each other. And then this went on.
That was always the best. That was always fun. And that always worked.
Fucking.
But what was the mood when you were hanging out, broken up? Like, were you upset? Like how was that working out?
Now it seems like a short period of time. At the time it was probably 6 months or so,
right,
where it was like, we're not together, but we're always together and still fucking, you know, like,
oh, that right. Kind of sex is kind of the bad, like, that's good
but
sex.
it's like that constant feeling of not knowing where you're at or like where you stand with another person,
right,
is
nerve-wracking,
exhausting,
right? So eventually it was just like, okay, I'm still not at that point. I don't think either of us was sure what to actually call it. But we were like, all right, let's just stop like dancing around the issue. And if we want to like spend time together and like be together without having a real specific label for it, let's just do that.
I don't remember if there was like a keystone when we decided that either. That's the weird part.
Right.
You
know,
we basically backed into
an open relationship where now I feel like it's been always, but now it's probably been a few years, several
years. Of being
years,
in an open, technically
where,
open
where
relationship.
Where like if someone asks, I'll be like, yeah, I'm with someone, but you know, we can make out.
So it's been a few years since you've been in an open relationship that you've kind of defined it, because an open relationship,
yeah,
I
right.
feel like you need to define the terms.
Well, that's the thing is, I think
that you
that,
both agree
I think
on.
That the situation happened before we had the correct label for it.
Yeah. It's like you just did something that worked for you, mm-hmm, and
right.
then now is categorized and right. named by society.
Right.
Right.
We basically were like, we want to do this. Okay. We want to be with each other. We want
right.
to spend time together. We want to fuck because it's awesome. I don't want you to not hook up with other people, because that obviously was too claustrophobic before.
Yeah. For, so on then, his end, initially.
Well...
And on your end.
Yeah.
Okay.
We basically came to a point where it's like a mutual thing and it's really good.
That's actually like one of the things that I get asked a lot about my friends. Like, how did like a guy friend will come up and like, how did you do this? Like, how did you get this to happen? It's like, because they want to know if you just like, they can just like ask their girlfriend, hey, can we be in an open relationship and fuck other people?
Yeah, I don't think that's like, necessarily.
Don't just do that. I'm always like, listen, I don't want this to get back to me. Your girlfriend's going to hate me, whatever I say.
Your face is going to be on poster.
I'm sure a lot of your friends were very envious.
Right.
Because... Well, you can do what you want, but you also have this loving, compatible partner.
I really do think that for other people who are thinking about it or want this kind of situation, I really do think that a period of monogamy is important because...
Yeah.
Dan Savage said that too.
Yeah. It's basically like, I know that you can, even if it was difficult, I know that you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's obviously everyone's different, so you have to have different...
Yeah, have a little willpower, fuckers.
Well, it's so funny. Yeah. Arshan, we were like Brooklyn Bowl or some like Whiskey Brooklyn or some fucking place. Oh, you remember the conversation?
The gutter.
We talked for a long time.
And I asked him, I was like, why be with her? Because I was kind of accusing you of having your cake and eat it too, a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt bad, but I was. And because I was like, what are you? You can love her. She's so great. But you were, and I asked you why, and you were like, I just can't live without her. And I was like, oh my God, that's really sweet. Like, you guys, like, you have the. So, my question, I have a bunch of questions. We both have a bunch of questions. My first question is, What are your terms that you both agree on? Assuming you both agree on.
Yeah.
Well, and when were these rules set?
So this is the most important thing if you're going to have a relationship like that, is that you have some definition of what your terms are and that you both agree on them.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago when we were sort of like morphing into this and backing into like what we ultimately defined as an open relationship, it wasn't super clear. So we kind of like felt our way in the dark to the point where we are now, which is, I mean, when you asked if there was any off-limits topics,
uh-huh.
One of the off-limits topics I gave you was like, we're not going to identify other people that we've slept with. One, because not everyone wants to be identified as someone that fucked someone that's in a relationship. I've actually encountered some pushback from people who are like, you have a boyfriend? I don't.
Oh, they just don't understand the situation. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Have you encountered that, Arshan?
No.
Really? Yeah. Do you tell the people that you're in a relationship?
Some of them.
Okay. But if it's just a hookup, then you wouldn't, because why?
I'm interested that there's more pushback from the males, though, than the females. Because the females, I would think, because basically if you're saying you're in a relationship, you're telling them right off the bat, this is casual sex and it's never going to be anything more.
No, yeah. if it's like just a one night stand, then I won't mention it at all. Because.
Okay. So wait. So you could also have sex with another person multiple times?
That's allowed.
Okay.
It's separate. So that gets us to the next part of it is that it's not dating. It's not like, hey, we're going to go out to a movie.
Right.
I'm taking this other girl to dinner. It's just like, hey, like, do you want to meet at a bar and then we'll go fuck or something like that.
Right. Purely sexual. The other things.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Okay. So do the girls ever give you, when you do tell them, are they like, you're lying. She's not okay with it. Like, do they ever give you... they don't never give you any pushback?
Well, it's definitely happened before. Uh-huh. But you know, it's tough to explain because there's a lot of guys that would probably just say they're in an open relationship so they could be like, hey, like, you know, it's okay to fuck me, but you don't have to believe me. So, I mean,
right. Cause if I was a girl, I mean, I've been cheated on before and I feel like I would be that girl that would say, okay, right, you're just saying that to fucking...
Well, I've had sex with who was in an open relationship, one person, and I totally was like, and just but knowing the person, I was like, now, can she fuck other dudes? And he was like, no. And I was like, what? And he was like, well, because she doesn't want to. And I was like,
And it was kind of just like seemed like right. she was forced into this open relationship because it was either like date this guy, keep mm-hmm. your boyfriend and let him fuck other girls or break up. And I guess she thought he was so awesome. I mean, yeah. he's cool. He's not that
cool. He's that cool, yeah.
And also, I think the situation gets different when we finally moved in together.
Because you just did that recently. Yeah. Well, like just the two of you.
Living okay. together, we've been doing for 2 years.
Officially for yeah. 2 years, like paying the same rent on the same apartment for 2 years. But for at least 3 years before that, Arshan spent most of his time at my apartment.
Right.
Okay.
And
okay.
I had my own place also. But now it's just the two of us. So it's
and
a little,
it's still open. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's the same situation. So theoretically, in the past, I'd be able to meet a girl at least 2 or 3 times. And then this is the part where people usually get mad at me, is that you could sleep with them a couple times. And then once they expect a relationship, that's where you pull the classic fade.
See, that's where I just have right off the bat. I feel like I don't want to get to the point where I have to feel guilty about something. So most of the time I will be super upfront right from the get-go and just say, FYI, I can sleep with you and it'll be fine. But I'm not like, we're not going to call each other.
Yeah, you want to set the expectations right, so that because, no one gets the wrong idea.
Right. Because, you know, people have feelings sometimes and yeah, they think that sex means something, which is totally fine. But so I would say twice I've had a situation where a guy was I don't want that drama. And I'm like, I'm telling you because there is no drama. Like, that's why I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just don't know how I feel if you have a boyfriend. And I was like,
Even if it's just casual sex?
Peace.
Yeah, exactly.
I can fuck anyone.
And then actually the worst that I had once was a guy was like, well, you're not hot enough to deal with that anyway. Ooh. So
what the fuck?
Now our son's gonna punch somebody. Insecure. We might have to reveal someone.
That's an insecure. That's such a classic, I hate myself, girls don't like me enough move.
Right. Well, that was like the worst that I've ever encountered. And that's like a one-time thing. It was fine. But the other reason that we decided not to talk about anybody.
Punch someone.
He's so mad right now. I love it.
The other reason that we decided not to speak specifically about anyone else that we've slept with on the show today was because another parameter of our agreement is that, less details, yeah, the better.
Less is more people.
Because I've heard, and I know we talk about Dan Savage all the time, but I've heard him say, like, you know, I've talked to friends in open relationships and whenever anybody like asks me, do we get jealous? Well, so do people in monogamous relationships. Right, everybody gets jealous. It's not something that you're not allowed to do.
Right.
Very human quality. Yeah.
Like just because emotion. You get jealous or like would feel a little weird doesn't mean you shouldn't be in an
I love people who, open relationship. Who are like, oh, well, I don't get jealous. Like I'm
seeing. Yes, you do.
And he was just like, well, he's like, a good thing about me is like, I don't get jealous. I was like, real. And that to me, that's always like challenge.
You jealous motherfucker.
Oh, no, that's me. That's a challenge. Oh, you don't get jealous? You'll be getting jealous.
Hold on 1 second.
That was Frank said that to me. Frank said that to me, and I was like, give me a sec.
Did?
Give me a second.
He gets real jealous.
Give me a second.
He was lying.
That's like so mean of me, but it's just I can't stop.
Well, because you know, the thing is though, with that, you're like, you know, they're lying because you're human. Like, don't try and be the superhero person.
Oh, and it also shows that you have emotions about the other person too.
Yeah, you care.
We've decided to structure it in a way that, you know, if there's information that's absolutely necessary, like, oh, we're about to go to this party where there might be somebody that I met through work a couple of years ago that, you know, like that, if it's necessary information, then we'll like,
because you don't want them to be blindsided if the person's like, oh, hey, Arshan, or hey, Emily.
Yeah, because that's more hurtful, I think, than just being like,
right. But otherwise, we're not. I mean, some people in open relationships really get off on hearing about their partners.
I was going to ask if you got turned on by the idea of someone else, of your partner.
I like knowing that I'm with someone that's attractive. So I kind of know that I like knowing that other people are like
attracted to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting in on it.
What about you, Arshan? Do you feel the same way?
I know that she is attractive, but I don't need to know that other guys have put it in her. I know that they have. I mean,
you don't need to know the details.
It's less like a cuckolding fetish for me.
Okay.
Which I don't know if it is completely for you. It's just the thing that you...
I kind of get the cuckolding thing. I feel like I would be kind of into, because I always talk about how I would get turned on by the idea of Steven fucking somebody else. And that's why I like watching porn with him, because I like him watching... I like watching him get turned on.
Yeah, you like to see their girls? Yeah. Right. But the thing is, when I was with the 43-year-old, it started out as fun, and then as I developed more feelings for him, it got painful.
Really?
Yeah, it was not good. And then he saw me getting turned on. And then not in front of me. No. And then he would like tell me more details, and then at a certain point it was just like too many details. And then it just hit a point where I was like, okay, I can't, like, never can go back from this.
Have you guys ever hit that point where you're like, I just knew too much, where you didn't have those boundaries set up and you're like, ah, god damn it, I'm real sad that you did that?
The only like negative incident that I've ever had was there was a girl that said some stuff to me.
Oh, that's
about our
mean
son. Yeah.
Oh. Well. Yeah.
Mean,
I guess
mean
oh.
stuff about. Okay.
Like, I mean, I fucked your man.
Well, I mean, there was like some. Yeah, there was like some specifics, and it was just like, you know, it was more. I mean, the girl was crazy. The girl's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
Arshan, was she crazy?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, totally crazy.
She's fucking crazy.
Absolutely
she
crazy.
She seems by your when you said that, I looked at him and he did that. Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
It was someone that knew both of us already, knew us when we were in a relationship, and then her and I had sex a couple times after we had broken up, and then she was just assuming that she would liberate me or take me away. And then when I was like, all right, well, this is like not happening anymore, you know, like she like approached Emily in a bar. I was at the bar too.
That's so rude.
Yeah, we're like at a bar with a bunch of our friends, and then she comes up to her, and I was like, "What was she saying to you?" And then she like the look on her face was like, "I'm gonna break a bottle on this girl's head."
What did she say? May great. I ask?
You could tell.
I mean, don't say her name. You could tell.
She said something like, "Oh, yeah, great for you guys. I'm so happy about, you know, that you like have this arrangement. It's so cool. I mean, good that, and also like great that you can, you know, sleep with other guys, because I mean, his dick is small."
I knew it was going to be something about that, because that's the
oh
only
my God,
blow girls
you burned
have.
Me so bad.
That's the only blow girls have with like that's going to like really like, because we know that hurts. And but like it's, you know,
it's literally
so
just
stupid.
Saying what's in your arsenal to make someone.
It's so funny because that's actually the only rule that we have on guys we fucked, is that we don't talk about dick size, because it's just a low blow. It's inappropriate. Like, it just doesn't
also,
matter.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter for everybody out there.
And the thing is, sex is so, like, you have good sex with some people, and regardless of dick size, and, like, it just doesn't matter. Yeah. It's so stupid. Ugh, so I hate that girl.
So she just insulted him in front of you.
That's shitty to you. It's almost shittier to you, though, because like, it was just, I hate when girls are just cunt each other girls for no reason.
Well, right, because it's also like basically insulting my judgment in a partner, you know. It's funny now that I'm realizing that we were having this whole conversation, that like we've had way more like weird negative like hurtful things happen from people outside of our relationship than any pain that we've had within our relationship.
Well, because I feel like you guys, you know what it is. You're cool with it. If there's something weird, you talk about it, and you're receptive to each other's feelings. But other people probably are, I would imagine, have the fucking problem with it, because they're like, how can this be?
It's passive aggressive shit that we just don't do to each other. And I feel like that's a cornerstone of like letting anything that is going to be even the least bit unconventional work out. Because if you don't talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, it's just going to fester.
Oh, yeah. You have to get that shit out.
Yeah. And you need to have a very strong bond, and I would imagine a very high level of trust to be in a relationship
like
this.
And that's like whenever anyone asks, like, how do you remain secure in the relationship? That's exactly that's how I usually answer, is that, you know, A, it's been years and years and years. So, you know, just time builds security.
Of course.
But also, you know, it's hard to be worried with someone who visits my parents when I'm not even there. Someone
you guys
that
are
like,
very intertwined in each other's lives.
Yeah. It's like, you know, one of our other terms is like, unless there's some other circumstance that we've already talked about, we always come home, even if it's
sleep in the same bed.
Well, even if it's at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, like, yeah, because sometimes you're just out drinking until 5 o'clock in the morning,
right, and then you want to fuck. Yeah,
but in
yeah.
those, but in those cases, like, it's usually Arshan that's out late. He'll be like, I'm at a Ghostface at Webster Hall, which starts at 1 a.m. So I'll probably be home at like 3:30 in the morning, which, you know,
but you give each other that heads up,
right,
which yeah. I already and you know that that's what fine. Each other right. that's what is yeah. going to take to just right. be transparent about that.
Ghostface as in killer?
Ghost yeah.
Ghostface as in, I was like, is that what we're calling people you fuck? Or?
I saw a ghost.
Oh, yeah. I was hanging out with a good old Ghostface like over there.
I fucked a girl that and I put a pillowcase over her head. Yeah. It's my code word for Ghostface.
It was like powder, but she was like a ghost. You know has there ever been, so you guys, it sounds like you guys create the rules as comfort levels maybe get breached or sacrificed. And yeah. then you're like, wait, hold on. Let's make a rule real quick.
Ooh, a lot of this was by accident. All of
you're
it
really good
accident.
Team.
I don't think, but I'm not even by accident. But you, it's like, it's like you custom made a relationship, which I think most people should do.
Yeah,
we see right. movies, we hear things that our friends are doing, we see our parents, and we're like, this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. But it's not. You know, make a fucking relationship that works for you.
It's like right. fucking exactly. when people get married, the traditions that they carry mm-hmm. out marriage. I've been to so many weddings where I'm like, you don't mean that. You don't really, you right. don't have no idea what this tradition means. You're just exactly. doing it because everyone's done it.
Right.
Fucking live your own life and cater yeah. it to you and your partner.
I just think it's interesting also how, like, a lot of people have kids, but there's mm-hmm. no, like, paperwork for that. There's no, like, I'm signing here and agreeing to these rules when you have kids. And then people get married. And they're saying, like, oh, I'm going to follow rules. All these rules when I get married. And, you know, those are both life events that you can change or alter to your yeah. liking.
Yeah. Right.
You know, our other big rule is no close friends.
Yeah,
oh, that makes sense.
Just to finish the answer to just to finish that answer.
Okay, so wait, let's go through the rules again. Recap. Just to yeah, recap because I'm confused. So no close friends.
Come
you
home,
gotta
the
come
same
home.
Bed.
Yeah.
And don't no disclosure
no,
of
like major information.
Specifics unless you're gonna enter a situation where you're in the now has right. that happened a lot when you're
not really. I don't think so.
And no, it's interesting. Yeah. So in the beginning of maybe how long have I met known you? Like 3 years, 4 years. Probably
at
yeah,
least four.
Like, four, three or four.
Yeah, and I've known you guys pretty much the same time. When you've had that open relationship pretty much the duration of when I met you.
Yeah.
And I just to be totally honest, I felt like my impression was it's an open relationship. You're going Arshan and fucking all these people, and you're like, but I want him. So cool. And then you were going out and seeking out and being sexual and fucking other guys, and I was like, like this is even like I don't know why I'm like, is it sexist that I didn't think it was
I
even
I think that was
like,
the crux
assumed...
of our first conversation is that you didn't believe that she was fucking other
I know
guys.
Is that bad? I felt bad.
No,
I felt bad because
no.
I you're
but what
guys
about
are my
it
close
her
friends
only because we hung
or...
out more than you hung out with Emily.
Yeah,
like,
totally
now you just,
right. no. and part of me, and I'm sure you come to like you know, intersect with this all the time. My ignorance is like, I assume that the girl doesn't want that, which is sexist.
No, I've
number
gotten,
one.
I've gotten that a lot. Like, most people don't
even
believe.
Our close friends.
Yeah. But when I've got to talk to you both separately and together, I'm like, they fucking figured it out, man.
Yeah, no, I can see the look in your eyes. She's like, no, I'm fucking people.
Yeah.
Well, girls are just, I think a lot of times maybe, and we're, Christine and I
more
are certainly
attached.
Not good examples of this, but no, just like less braggadocious about fucking people. Like,
well, that's
we
I
have
was...
a dude mentality of like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Most girls
yeah,
don't do fuck that.
Him.
Most
fuck
girls
him.
Don't do that.
What of it?
And that's,
I mean,
kind
I talk
of,
about that sometimes.
when we were talking about how this whole situation started, how this arrangement started, and that kind of goes back to where I just wasn't aware that there are alternative relationship models. And I would say that in the intervening years, I've become way more nerdy about sex. And like, I listen to
yeah.
sex podcasts and I am super interested in like people who are poly and trans and all that stuff. So I think that,
there's a whole other world
right,
that's catered to
the fact that I've
desires.
Learned a lot more about it. And now that I'm more open to talking about it, I think that more people realize like, oh, it is even.
Yeah.
Because before, you know, like women are socialized not to like,
it's not fair
advertise.
To think that it wasn't even, to be honest.
But like, women are socialized not to be
promiscuous
yeah,
and wanting
and,
multiple
or
partners.
Talk about it if they are.
Of yeah. course. Yeah. Because yeah, the lady would never talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always when are you going to have your baby? And when are you going to get married? And like, when are you going to get a house?
I have a question. What do you guys do? STDs.
We wrap it
up. Oh, yeah.
Is that another rule?
Condoms must be a rule, right?
Condoms with other people. For sure. Yeah.
But do you not use condoms with each other?
No.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
thank God. I'm sorry. I'm very anti-condom in long-term relationships. I'm super against it.
I don't mind condoms in long-term relationships.
No, I don't know. It's like a weird thing. It's like a touch. Like you touch me with your skin.
I've heard so many girls rubbing
her boob. It's a weird thing. Oh no, it's my armpit. I wish my boob was this high. That'd be awesome.
Wait, if you get oral, you don't wear a condom.
Correct.
Do people wear condoms?
No, my mom laughed at me the first time. I said, but don't you have to wear a condom? Doesn't the guy have to wear a condom?
I mean, unless
I just wanted to be clear.
Obvious.
That's
like
the shit that they tell you in
that yeah. you're like.
I don't want that person blowing me any way. I mean, like if I had a penis.
I was talking to a guy.
I often feel like I do.
Have you ever used a fleshlight, Arshan?
No.
I was just talking to a guy who's the guy who did the documentary and he's never used a fleshlight. I'm like, that sounds like the best idea. I wish I had a dick so I could stick it in a fleshlight.
Yeah, it looks pretty comfortable.
What does it feel like? Is it rubber?
I fingered a butthole fleshlight.
What did
Steven's ex-girlfriend's
butthole.
Was it
softer than a pussy?
I mean, It's
softer
beautiful.
Than a pussy. Puffy I feel like clouds. A pussy feels so good.
How often do you guys fuck?
At least twice a week.
Our schedules are super different also. So
you guys both work a lot. Yeah.
Well, my schedule is really weird because I work in healthcare. So I cater to people's before work time and after work time. So that's, I work
so you have
really
long
early
days.
Or I work... Well, I either work really early or I work really late.
Yeah.
So sometimes we don't actually see each other for a very long time during the day. And Arshan goes out a lot, like late at night, if he's watching bands or talking to managers or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, there have been weeks where like we just don't, it just doesn't happen for like a week. But
well, then I mean, that know, fucking of
that's
course that happens.
Normal,
but especially when you live together.
But sometimes it's like 5 times in a week. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask how frequently are you actually acting on this open relationship? Like on is there like an average number? Like on average per month, I'll have sex with like 3 other times.
Or do you
with
know?
Other.
I mean, personally, I kind of. Like wax and wane.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like at home for a couple months.
Yeah, like any person.
But then
right?
occasionally it'll be like a month where there's like 3 other people.
Right.
I'd say that's about normal for me. I mean, it's been bi-weekly since the summer, uh-huh. but yeah, maybe that. And then, but usually like sometimes it's just like, what's the point?
But I mean, and you have to like, I mean, can't you like, do you like get a sense of when the other is like, fucking someone out?
And yeah, like you, if you one of you that. Are at home and you're like, I know he or she is fucking someone. Does that
you can tell?
If yeah, you can tell. Yeah, you have to. You know each other so well and for so long.
If you had asked me that also like 5 years ago, I would have been spending way more time sitting around thinking about that.
Uh huh.
Like torturing. But, like well, not even that. It's just like, oh, that's what's happening. But also because we didn't live together at the time, so any time that we didn't spend together, I assumed.
Yeah.
And
that's what I always assume. I just assume any guy I'm seeing, if he's not with me, his dick's in someone
in another pussy.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, I wonder who pussy he in right now. It's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday.
I mean, I don't know.
He is someone pussy.
I don't know if this is like. I don't know if this is way too comfortable and maybe like we need to spice things up or something, but I don't really care that much.
But
that's
like, good because if you cared in a way that was like overtaking your life, that would be an exhausting and horrible right, lifestyle. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Because how could you live with that constant?
And I would not. I
kind of have the feeling that Arshan, you're more present, like you get more crazy over the fact, like if you were at home and you knew that she was out fucking someone, I feel like it would make you crazier than it would make Emily. Is
yeah.
that true?
Well, it does. Like yeah. I think about it more. And like if she's like, hey, I'm gonna go out tonight, hang out with like some friends, I'd be like, well, fuck, I should go do something too. I don't want to just sit around at home.
Yeah, I feel
I
like
have that,
because you're always out. Like,
I have that mentality.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Normally it's like lately and like for a while now, it's been like, well, do I really need to go out and chase pussy or like do this thing or that thing? And it's just like, well, if I'm already out and this situation presents itself, then that's fine. So it's become less of a, I'm going to go out and find this.
No, just like chasing pussy make you feel alive as a man? This is a real question that I have for like men everywhere.
I feel like neither of you have to chase very hard. Is that correct?
We all have to chase a little.
There was a time, because I never did that in college. So like,
really?
When I graduated, it was more like, oh, like you go out with a bunch of bros and you like some guys get a bottle or something stupid like that, or you're like just doing shots. Then you have that sense of like, we're all going for
the pussy.
It's like, it definitely has like a pack animal hunting feel to it.
Totes.
Especially when you're just hanging out with guys.
Girls have that too.
That gets old.
When they go out in packs.
So fast. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind it being like fun to just go for that one thing gets so boring. So I would say that like, there was probably like a hot second where I was like, oh, this is a like a thing to do. Then it quickly
got boring. Also like so good at just talking to people.
Yeah, you're very naturally nice.
Yeah, you're very friendly.
I feel like charismatic. Pussy, you know, just comes to you. And I feel like pussy comes to you. You're both very approachable. You're very attractive, and you're both very like.
Yeah, I don't even like people, and I talk to both of you willingly. Yeah, I'm gonna be straight up.
When I first met both of you, I'm like, this is just like an easing right in. Like it's just very. You're both very approachable. Yeah,
I appreciate that.
So I feel like there's
I need to be loved. I like people to like me a lot, so I try hard to make people like me.
True.
Yeah, you should. You're naturally born.
So I have kind of a vague idea of what you do. Like what? So you work in healthcare and like you work.
I work for a music company. So
okay. Okay.
Yeah. I work for a music company. So I go to a lot of shows. I talk to bands and you know, I'm out a lot.
Yeah. That's
night.
Like a rock star lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun. So I get to go to shows.
Here's a weird question. And I don't want to stir asking it, but I'm genuinely curious.
I'll choose not to answer.
Don't worry. Yeah. There's a real calmness in this room right now. I want to point out, like, it's very like calm. Like it's like I feel like very zen. Like when I'm at the spa,
both of your energies.
Well,
are
it just
like,
shows because
really
sometimes we have guests on, and you can tell like, there's shit bubbling underneath the surface. But
there's
and believe me, I would love nothing more than for something to erupt.
They're our first couple.
I like to cause problems.
First couple. Yeah.
Good. Arshawn and Emily.
I'm glad it's someone like we know.
Like one of my favorite couples of all time. What happens, and has this ever happened? It has to with the numbers, like with just with the amount of years you've been doing this.
Do we need numbers?
What happens if you have, but you don't need numbers, but what happens when you get a crush and you start to like somebody? Has that ever happened? That has to have happened in my mind.
I think we have one specific example.
I think so.
I fucking think so. Is it whose is it?
So
Emily.
maybe 4 years ago, I would say. I started hooking up with a guy that we actually both know. It's not a close friend though. He's in a band. Course.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's a friend of a close friend, though.
It's a friend of a close friend.
So kind of.
Do I know the person?
Probably. You know the friend.
Oh, okay. Is the person that I hooked up with that's been on the podcast?
Yes.
Shark.
Oh boy.
Oh.
All right.
We might want to take out that identity.
No, it's
no. My guy was from Shark. he said that.
Mate.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Okay. That's getting weird now. Just move on.
It's okay. It's okay. So I mean, I hooked up with him a couple of times, and this was still like. In the stage where we were not quite defining our relationship very clearly.
Where you and Arshawn were not defining.
Yeah, it was a very fetal point of it. And then I feel like when we got through that, that may have been a turning point.
Yeah, I think so. Because we had already said, okay, our relationship is unconventional, me and Arshawn. Our relationship is unconventional. We don't quite know what to call it yet, but let's start like laying some ground rules. And one of the ground rules was like, we're not going to prevent each other from hooking up with other people and maybe like going out for drinks with other people. But if anything gets serious, let's talk about it with someone else. If anything starts to get like feelingsy,
that's
with
such a
else,
good
talk
let's
about
talk
it.
Yeah. About it. It's not like don't ever talk to that person again, because it's like you're recognizing that people are human and stuff's gonna fucking happen.
So I hooked up with this guy a couple of times. You know, he's in a band. It's always hot, you know, for women. I think
when we're younger, it's always attractive, and then you're like, oh,
well, I have a no musicians rule, but anyway,
I now have
that's
no
for my own safety.
And you know, it was just like it was like that initial stage of a dating situation where it's kind of exciting, and I really did like him.
And then,
sorry.
And then why? I forgot why it ended so fast.
Well, so I mean, I brought it up to Arshan and said, you know, there's something. I should probably tell you this because I don't want to stop seeing him. And we had seen each other a couple of times, and I wanted to see him in the context of like having dinner and like going out and doing things and like spending time together. So I was like, I should tell you about this because I don't know if it's going anywhere, but it's a thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for feedback, and Arshan was like, well, I'm not happy about it. Like, this isn't something that I'm psyched about, but I'm not going to tell you that you can't do it because that's what we talked about, you know? Like,
yeah.
So see what happens. And if something
will be fucked up changes, if I was like, hey,
I know don't do this so...
guy. And then like, I go out that weekend.
You guys are so like, you own your own shit, and you fucking, you get, if you're being hypocritical, you're going to admit it. Like, that's just, there's no egos.
Thing. Yeah. There's no egos
involved in your relationship.
What ended up happening is like, that guy has like a 5-year-old and is in a totally different point in his life. And it just wasn't something that like I could even handle, you know? So, and he's like, he's a great guy, really nice. But there was a lot of shit happening in his life, and it just wasn't going to work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I very much appreciated the fact that I could explore whether or not I had feelings and not have to like completely shut it down right away.
Yeah. Cause it's like when you shut it down, then you're like, then there's just a bunch of not what fair. Ifs. And then you paint this picture of like a fairy tale life in your head when probably just that's play it out and it's going to end up sucking real quick.
Yeah. I mean, most relationships. Corinne,
I mean, it's sucking. True. Yeah. You're just like, oh, be like, let's so just ride it out and then get to the sucky part. Right. And then you can sleep easily at night.
Right. And that, I think it was, I think it was kind of a turning point because there was a realization that like, oh, okay. So we're exposing ourselves to other people. There's always the possibility that there might be feelings. And then we're going to prioritize each other and like come back to each other always and check in. And having that like security, I think, makes our relationship a good like priority for both of us. And then anything else that happens is kind of, you know, just icing.
Oh man, that sounds cake. Awesome.
Cake.
Do you call each other boyfriend and girlfriend? Because I never hear. I was like, I haven't heard you say that. But you say like say my boyfriend, now. My girlfriend.
Yeah. I used to just say my lady friend because I have problems.
Mm-hmm. But I was gonna say, what's your problem? Wait, very adult of you.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean problems? You don't like what the beginning?
He doesn't like labeling.
Does it suffocate you?
I definitely.
Has it always suffocated you?
Yeah, I mean, the longest relationship I was in was this relationship at 7 months, even when we broke up at 7 months.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So you weren't used to that like commitment of, well, you guys, this has been really fun. And I don't know. You guys are doing it right.
Thanks.
Do you ever get into huge fights about this stuff?
Oh, we fight all the time. I mean,
but about this stuff though, like everyone fights, couples fight.
Really? You guys are so mellow.
We need to fight. I mean, listen, I'm Persian.
Oh, he's pro fighting.
We fight all the time. Persian people fight all the time. My parents fought all the time.
You don't fucking Persian.
What if this are you?
She's a white
Polish
chick.
Okay.
She's white.
Italian.
Okay. Okay. I'm those things too. Okay. Yeah.
That's white. It's not a thing.
Yeah. No, it's not. I was just
we're
going to
get some emails, Arshan.
Yeah. Send the emails.
No, it's not a thing.
Send them to Arshan. That's true.
But I mean, I think fighting's healthy because that's how you develop these rules.
And you get better.
That was part of it. I mean, you have to like have a like little argument and talk about it.
Well, because otherwise, I mean, I'm not really good at being like, this is what I feel, you know? So usually
like both of you guys are so community.
Well, usually what happens is I will like break down and get really anxious or like have a, you know, little emotional jag. And then I'll be like, okay, the reason I did that is because X, Y, and Z.
Here's the real reason I was yelling at you.
Well, it's good that you could get to that point because I'll just be like, in my head, be like, realize that something's bothering me and then I'll walk away and won't talk to you for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Whoa. That's not what I thought you were going to say. Do you not like communicating about your feelings, Arshan?
No, feelings are the worst.
But don't you agree
there's
that
there's nothing I hate more than having a conversation about feelings. I would rather like poop off the ground.
You know, emotional compatibility is on the same very I like
the worst.
Oh man, me and Steven, we talk about some motherfucking feelings.
It's like pulling teeth, and at the end of it, like I need like a stiff drink or just to
like pulling teeth, and at the end of it you still have teeth that bother you and then your mouth is also bleeding. thing. That's what it's like.
Exactly.
It's fucking horrid.
This is, we have to wrap, but is there any advice, final advice from each of you? We'll do Emily first, from people who are considering an open relationship or have one, maybe it's not working, like to make it work well. And it's not for everybody.
It isn't for everybody.
That's the number one thing, I think.
Yeah. Some people are just naturally monogamous and feel more secure with that.
Or we'll forever be alone. That's another thing too. Sorry, guys.
And that's great too.
You're out there, and or maybe in this room, maybe talking.
You're out there, and not me. What? I gotta go. Bye.
I mean, I just, if anyone is worried about being single or the fact that their relationship is not quite where they want it to be, I would just say, consider the fact that your relationship doesn't have to fit a certain set of rules, and maybe like talk to your partner if there's something that you're interested in exploring. With the just be always very reassuring. Like we're always very reassuring to each other. So that's why
you have a safety net.
You're reassuring to me, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I'm assured.
What
about you, Arshan? What's your advice?
A lot of what she said. Yeah, I don't know. I'm bad at giving advice.
Really?
I mean, if the one
just
thing I would say is that if you're
just
a dude,
do it if
guess,
you want to do
I
it.
I guess if you're a dude, don't go. And if you're single, don't go out searching for an open relationship. Because I feel like some people try to do that. Because I've had a lot of friends ask me that question.
I'm sure, yeah.
Stupid time.
How do I get what you got, bro?
Right. And if you're in a relationship.
7 years.
And you really want one. And it's really tough to know that you do want one, because I didn't know that I wanted one. It just sort of ended up happening.
Naturally.
Yeah. So like, even if you think you want one, you may not want one. So just think about everything before you even make a decision.
Yeah, I think it's weird when people are like, I want a relationship. You should want a person and then the relationship
figure
happens.
It out.
Exactly.
You shouldn't just like arbitrarily want a relationship.
Well, that's why
that's
a lot of
idiotic.
People get married.
It's idiotic.
I want to marry. I planned
idiots.
My wedding when I was 7, so whoever's next gonna is going to marry me.
Yeah,
fuck you
mentality.
And everybody sucks.
Like there's like a ticking clock. It's dumb. You're all dumb.
Well,
not
thank
everyone,
you guys both so much.
Thank you.
I love you
so
both.
Much.
You guys are
I love you guys.
The loves of my life.
And super informative. I always like, I mean, I'm pretty much always interested when I'm talking on the podcast, but I'm like, oh, I
really
learned a lot.
Yeah.
Learned a lot.
I love you guys.
And
so,
I like that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Before we leave, I have to say cunt. Great. All right.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Every episode I listen to, I was like, oh, I want to be able to say cunt in front of a lot of people. Because guys can't say cunt as much anymore, so it's
I like when guys. I like the word.
No,
cunt.
I'm
pro cunt.
My whole week has been about word usage, and we're all using all words, and I'm gonna have an episode dedicated
just
to that.
Just fucking words, motherfucker.
All words.
I'll talk to Christina about it.
All right, this has been another episode of Guys We Fucked You Cunts.
The anti-slushaming podcast.
You cunts can email us at sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com with your cunty little cunt questions.
Yeah, and come to Paid or Pain and the Naked Show
tonight. Oh, I will be there to see Corinne. Beautiful pussy in
go
all
see her,
her glory.
Naked the Naked
body.
Show at the Creaker Cave and the Creaker
midnight,
Cave
right?
in Long Island City,
and then Pater Payne last week's episode with Lady Zombie
and
Jay Nog.
Yeah,
Pater 10 Payne. O'clock New York Comedy Club.
This is true. Both these things are true, guys.
You guys,
thank you so much.
We
you're wonderful.
You.
Have a great week, fuckers.
Bye. Cunts.